你可以看见苗族那个女人呐、他们是结婚的话，他们头上把头发都卷到上面，像一个这个，他们这个证明他们是结婚的。那没有结婚呢，他可以梳下来。所以这是苗族的这个山上教会的诗班给我们唱歌，去那里讲道，有差不多100多人哈，在云南这个山上。好，我们可以看见他们这个男女有少年的 choir， 还有大年成人的 choir 给我们唱歌，我们后来我就讲道。所以可以看见他们每个教会都有十字架在上面而且他们呢每个礼拜都有聚会时间都是早上差不多8点钟就开始，一直做到11点钟。完了呢，他们就吃饭，吃完饭下午呢有主日学给小孩子运活动，所以是蛮丰富的一天敬拜。可以看见啊，小孩子们出来玩儿，那个教会呢就在那个山地里面，他们这都是有自己的。那我们又去这个缅甸，这个故事我们是这样的，因为隔壁过了这个过桥啊，过了河就是大陆，这边不是，这边是大陆，我坐在这边，那另外一边就是缅甸，所以我们就是唯一的方法就是坐这个船啊。可以看这个船，这是用这个 bamboo raft 是一种帆船啊。竹筏这个 wooden raft， 所以这样过去呢就是2分钟就过去了。为什么呢？因为他们不准这个从大陆进缅甸，所以只能所谓偷渡过去。这个偷渡过去呢，他们说只有2种人偷渡过去啊，一种是卖这个毒品的，另外就是宣教师，那我就是最后一类啊。我们大概有20多位宣教士到那边啊，去这个川道跟山地人啊，那边是佤邦族啊，可以看见这是这个一种这个很这个惊险的，而且是很有趣的。我们那边就去了2-3天，在那边山上里面可以看一看山上里面的工作啊。这是我们给他们盖一些学校，给他们就是盖宿舍给他们用，小孩子，那个小孩子他们都是这个没有学校，而且没有机会读书，所以他们就在土地上玩土哈。我们就给他们机会学国语，因为呢他们离这个中国蛮近，以后可以在中国工作，还学这个他们当地这个他们的语言哈，缅甸也缅语。还有给他们教圣经，还有给他们教有些这个常识的事情，这是小孩子的工作哈。所以我们有好几个，你可以看见这是我们的给他们预备这个盖一个学校啊，这5个教室啊，一般大概能住20个学生哈。这是我们的工作，这是佤族的这个平民的工作，就在这里很山上啊，什么不长的，这边什么不长。而且他们只能吃个吃米，我们也给他送米去，小孩子就玩沙子，整天玩啊。这是他们的教室，这是他们的 chapel， 这也是教堂，也是课堂，什么都在里面。所以呢，我们现在就给他们盖一个教室，还盖一个教会堂，给他们用这个教书做礼拜学校。是，这是我们的工作哈。这些你可以看见难民都在那里，所以这个就是些宣教士们，我们从中国大陆去的哈，都是年轻学生，有是大学生，有是高中生，我们就在那边跟他们这个同工，而且做神的工作。所以这个是我太太中院大，她在我们教书是景广在北部，这个是南部每次我们教大概有50个、60个学生，这是假花，你可以看见吗？这在北方哈，这是人造的花。现在啊，因为冬天他们没有花，所以这个北部他们是人造的花好多，在全这边都是说，我要看一看说怎么冬天怎么有花呢？一看看原来是假的，所以这样啊，为了这个 这是我们的这个中国福音会的工作跟这个开会，我们在 Pasadena。后来呢，当然我太太我们都在讲学，还讲道侍奉哈，有很多在南部、北部、东北部、温州、上海都是很多机会哈，做神的工作。也谢谢你们的祷告。也那有的教会呢，在这个教会里面不能施洗，因为没有这个设备，所以他们到旅馆里面，这在南部在旅馆很漂亮的旅馆哦，所以那个人在游泳嘛，啊，你可以看见在旅馆里面啊施洗，啊，可以看见这个，不如那慢一点，啊，后面一点哈，再回去一点，所以在这个是女牧师给他们施洗哈，施洗完了以后，他们就有圣餐，啊，可以这个在教会里面啊，就旅馆里面吃这个宴席等等哈。这是一个北部一个教会啊，在我跟我爱人罗恩达都在那边讲过道，而且呢，这是我们的侍奉的机会啊，都是在有时在旅馆里面，现在很多的教会家庭教会都用旅馆，因为这样的话警察呢不太容易看见发现，因为不然的话被发现的话就被这个赶出去了，不能再这个聚会，所以这个就是在一个教室里面教书啊，这个都是这叫圣经班。那呢，我们就到山上去啊，传道时候经过几个朋友嘛，我们就经过这边吃饭，吃完饭再上山子。所以我们在昆明时候呢，我们跟那些这个小孩子叫黑户小孩子，为什么叫黑户呢？因为他们这些孩子哈，都是他们是第二和第三个孩子，所以大陆你们知道大陆只有一胎化嘛，所以第二个孩子呢他们就不能上学了，而且不能有这个户口，所以他们变为 unwanted children， 人们不喜欢的而且不欢迎的，因为他们不能得到身份证，所以他们不能去教会，也不能学校，也不能找工作。所以你可以看这个家人呢，他们有五个孩子啊，五个孩子哈。这个人他是教会一个长老，不要看他这个没有什么这个背景啊，但是蛮爱主的。这些人呢、啊、这都是黑户小孩子啊，我们有些老师到那边给他们教这个圣经啊，学中文，学这个一些资料哈，给他们唱歌。这是一个学校小曾经圣经班上给他们教。所以你小的你看最后边他这个四五岁，大的十几岁，我们都在一起哈，给他们学圣经，唱圣经歌，而且他们这样哈，给他们一个机会住，不然的话他们在家里哈也不能做什么，而且他们父母都去上班，而且都在矿煤里面捡那个些这个小的这个煤哈，这个小麦，很苦的生活，而且他们哈好像这个也没有得到什么福利。OK， 好，这个就是教会活动，我们各处各地方有不同的地方，有大教会、小教会、妇女会啊，约纳他常常给那个妇女啊 ，Women's Fellowship 给他们开会，给他们讲，而且跟那些师母在一起培训，给他们一起侍奉。那我们这个是在北部，我们有一次呢，去年。我们庆祝这个回去一下啊，这是去年这个19月时候，我们在这个北京庆祝我们36年结婚纪念啊，所以可以看见啊，这是我们的机会哈、啊，在这个北京啊培训时候给这些学生们一起上课，而且一起庆祝啊，这上课情况啊，都在现在。学生都有电脑的，很多都有电脑的，很摩登化啊！这个上课时间你可以看见，这个时间这个地方很窄啊，因为地方里面挤满满的人啊，所以你可以看见我当中跟学生啊不到3尺啊，就这样啊，但是很快乐。这是个缅甸的小孩子啊，在这个回去一点啊，这个小孩子不到2-3岁啊。他在庙里面拜，你看他手哈、啊， 在拜，而且一直拜，拜拜假神。所以你看见他头上脸上抹些什么 cream， 那叫 cream 什么 cream， 一种这个他们是一种这个他觉得这个 cream 啊，这个 cream 啊，帮助他们的皮肤啊这个长得比较漂亮，所以大人小孩子啊都把这个脸上抹一个 cream， 他觉得这个是 cosmetic， 是一种 beauty， 是一种漂亮。所以就小孩在那里拜拜，我们去看看时候看他啊，就给照下来。所以去年我也去尼泊尔去传道，叫教书，这是尼泊尔基督徒哈一个神学院里面啊，好，他们都脱鞋在这个做礼拜的时候，男女分斋啊一起。这是一个学生校长在尼泊尔教书，好。最后呢，去年我们到缅甸另外一地方曼德勒哈，那边有一个神学院，是中国人开的神学院，是这些小孩子，你可以看见他们也是哈，这是主日学的小孩子们呐，他们也是抹着 beauty mark， 这些教会里面呐，他们学生都很这个欢迎外来的。这个约纳在讲道，学生大概有30多位，做礼拜大概有50-60位，小学生他们来唱诗，唱这个缅甸文，上课，我们就教书，吃饭，是在山里面啊，吃这个特别的一个面啊，这个不知道什么面啊，蛮好吃的，所以这最后呢，校长给我们一些礼物，说再见时。这个是缅甸圣经学院一个师生在这个老师学生一起造的哈，一半一半，15个男的15个女的。所以这个中间呢，我太太当中她也穿着这个缅甸服哈，跟着女生在一起合照跟我们一起侍奉时都有这个趣味，很快乐跟他们在一起哈，同这个在福音上有份。而且我们在走以前的几个校长跟老师们请我们去吃饭，在一个花园里面，花园里面有个饭馆非常漂亮的，非常不同的现象。好，这就是代表我们过去去年小小的一个报告。好，谢谢各位给我们这个机会分享，那我们现在可以讲到。
Well, so good to be back again, New Year Day, and we want to congratulate and say Happy New Year to you all.
高兴在新年的时候回来，祝贺大家新年快乐。
You know, this passage we just read is a classic passage for mission and evangelism.
我们刚才读的经文是一个典型的关于宣教的大使命的经文。
So I thought that since we're New Year and we want to renew our commitment to the Lord's work and command by looking at this passage and see what the Lord has stored for us.
所以在新年的时候，我们要从圣经来看看主耶稣对我们有什么新的吩咐。
Do you know that there are about 10 times Jesus appeared to the disciples after His resurrection.
我们知道耶稣复活以后，他向他的门徒显现至少有10次。
And all of those 10 times, 8 times, he commanded them to do something.
所以在这十次中间有8次，他特别的对他们有一些吩咐。
And the commands, these are commands from the Lord.
这是从主来的一个使命。
And then the passage we read. Also, basically, has three commands.
所以我们刚才读到的这段经文实际上有3个吩咐。
And also gave us a direction. How shall we live a Christian life as a Christian?
而且这里也指示我们作为基督徒，我们应该怎么样 过一个基督徒的生活。
And also, I want to, you to turn to Acts 1:8, which is even shorter summary, of the command of Jesus.
请你们打开《使徒行传》一章八节。
And I think this is also a classic passage too.
这也是一个很典型的经文。
And in one verse, Jesus, this is after Jesus' resurrection, and he says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
所以说你们，当圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，必要在犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极做我的见证。
No, I read these passages, Matthew 28, and this one when I was about maybe 10 years old.
我记得我十岁的时候就读到这段经文。
And I memorized it without much knowing what to do with it.
我当时就会背了，但是我并不一定明白它里面的意思。
And little did I know that 50 years later, I'll be practicing exactly what the Bible told us to do.
从来没有想到50年之后我会实际的把这节经文运用在我的生活里。
Of course, I've been through seminaries, church, and pastorship, so on. But all these years, I kept these verses in my mind, in my heart.
虽然我也曾经做其他的工作，也牧养教会，但是不管做什么，这段经文一直在我的心里头。
So this morning, I'd like to look at this passage and give us some direction as to what to do in this new year.
所以今天早上我们要从这几节经文头来看新年新志向，我们新年有没有什么新的计划？
And it has 3 points. I'm going to make 3 points.
我只打算提出三点。
They are authority, command, and promise.
就是权柄。命令还有应许。
You know, I'm impressed by the Gospel of Matthew ends with the life of Christ on a command and also on announcement.
我非常的觉得很稀奇的就是马太福音它一开始是一个宣告，然后最后呢是一个应许。
So Matthew does not end with the resurrection.
马太福音并不是以耶稣的复活做结束。
And Matthew does not mention about Jesus' ascension.
马太也没有提到耶稣的升天。
Rather, he ends with Christ's great commission.
他乃是用耶稣的大使命来做结束。
And Matthew's account forces us to study the life of Christ.
所以马太的记载就迫使我们基督徒必须要来思考耶稣的生平。
I think for our record, maybe we can kind of look at these verses one at a time.
所以我们来一节一节的来看马太福音28章的这一处经文。
And I want to study this passage by first command is announcement.
这个大使命的第一点，第一个部分就是这是一个很大的宣告。
And the first part of this verse deals with Christ's authority.
所以这段经文是从耶稣的权柄开始。
And it's in the form of an announcement that all authority has given to Jesus.
他这里宣告说，天上地下所有的权柄都已经给耶稣了。
And its idea, the command of Jesus says, I have authority in heaven and earth, give you the power to do what I want you to do.
所以主耶稣的意思是说，我有天上地下所有的权柄，我也把这个权柄赐给你们，我所做的你们也能做。
And that authority comes from God.
这种权柄是从神来的。
Because Jesus is God.
因为耶稣就是神。
And therefore Jesus gave his power to his disciples so that we can have power of God exercise where he wants us to exercise in teaching and preaching.
所以耶稣是神，他把他的权柄给他的门徒，所以我们作为他的门徒，我们也有权柄能够遵行他的话，能够做他所做的。
So it means that whatever we say on earth, it is being heard in heaven.
所以呢，我们在世上说了什么，在天上也听得到。
And that authority is given to us and you and me.
因为这个权柄已经给了我们，你和我，我们都有这样子的权柄。
It's very interesting that recently I visited Japan.
最近我去日本。
And I visited my childhood school in Osaka and contact some of my classmates.
所以我就去我去了大连大阪去就是我童年住过的地方，也看到我的同学。
And one of them I called, I have not talked to him for 55 years.
其中有一个同学，我打电话给他，我已经跟他没有联络55年了。
He says, "Are you the really Zhao Xiang'en, Sam Chow?"
他说，你真的，你就是赵祥恩吗？
He wanted to test me what's my nickname in those school days.
他想确定我就是那个人，所以他就问我说，你小时候你的外号是什么？
Well,I happen to be named a nickname as a fish.
我的外号小时候就叫做咸鱼。
And little did I know that I'll be fisher of men.
但是我从来没想到有一天我会成为一个渔夫，得人如鱼。
So they all know I'm a fish.
他们都知道我的名字，都是叫我从小就叫我咸鱼。
See how God uses you by the food you like.
所以你看看你吃什么，神就用那个来使用你。
And I talked to him for about half hour in Japanese.
所以我用我的日文跟他谈了半个钟头。
I use half Chinese because he's Chinese, so we spoke interchangeably of both languages.
因为我的日文已经忘得差不多，所以他也有中国的背景，所以我也用一半的中文。
But it's very interesting that after 55 years, he asked me this question.
就很奇怪的就是55年之后，他问了我一个问题。
He says, "Are you still Christian?"
他说你还是基督徒吗？
I say, "I'm sure I'm a Christian."
我说我当然是基督徒。
Not only I'm a Christian, but I'm a pastor and evangelist and missionary.
我说我不但是基督徒，而且我是牧师，是宣教士，是传道人。
And the reason he asked that I tried to witness, tried to evangelize him 55 years ago.
他为什么会问这个问题？是因为55年以前，我小的时候曾经向他做见证，曾经向他传过福音。
And those words stuck with him.
所以我讲那些话，他还记得。
Although he did not believe.
虽然他还是不信。
But the word, God's word, stuck with him that he asked me, "Are you still a Christian? Because you told me to become a Christian."
他说：“因为你以前叫我做基督徒，所以我一直记得，所以我要问你说，你现在还是不是基督徒
？”So I ask him that you should believe Jesus too.
我说你也应该相信耶稣。
So brothers and sisters, whether you tell people believe Jesus is their God's business to convert them.
弟兄姐妹，你向别人传福音，至于他信不信，那他将来如果信的话，那是神的工作。
And therefore, we are to proclaim, make an announcement like Jesus did.
我们就要像耶稣一样，我们要宣告福音。
And he was exercising the authority given us so that we can have power to evangelize people.
所以他把他的权柄给了我们，所以我们也有权柄向人传福音。
So when the Bible is proclaimed, people remember what you say.
所以当圣经宣告一些事情的时候，人们就会记住。
Usually, when we talk about power, heavenly power, authority is usually speaking about spiritual or demonic powers.
所以，当我们谈到天上的权柄能力的时候，我们常常谈到的是属灵气的，或者是恶魔的，是恶魔的势力。
So what Jesus is saying here is that all power is given to us so that we can have spiritual power over demon, over the wicked world.
所以耶稣说天上的权柄给我了，所以耶稣给我们，我们就有属灵的权柄能够胜过魔鬼。
Because in Ephesians 6:12, which says the Christian's warfare, it says we do not struggle against the flesh and blood, but against principality and powers in the high places.
因为以弗所书六章十二节那里说，我们不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政掌权管辖这幽暗世界的。以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
And Paul speaks of the greatness of God's power.
所以保罗也提到，基督神的那个大能大力。
And then he Jesus gave him the power so that he can overrule, overcome all devil, all principality and powers.
所以耶稣有那个能力给了我们以后，我们也能够胜过一切执政的、掌权的，还有属灵气的、属血气的。
So when you ever witness people, don't be afraid.
所以你向人传福音的时候，不要害怕。
Because you have power of God behind you.
因为你后面有属神的能力。
And when we think of Christ's announcement into this context, that he has a power, authority over all things.
所以我们知道主耶稣说他有天上地下的权柄，表示他有权柄可以胜过一切。
That's why we do not afraid Satan.
所以我们不要害怕魔鬼。
Or any evil behind us.
也不要害怕后面的一切的恶魔。
So do his service, the commands he has given to us.
所以遵行主耶稣的命令。
Because we have Jesus' power and God's power authority behind us.
因为我们有耶稣的权柄，神的权柄在我们后头。
I heard a true story about this kind of a spiritual battle.
我曾经听到一个真实的故事，是关于属灵的征战。
A missionary named Yang Yizhe from California went to Thailand and the border of Thailand, China, and Burma, the triangle. Area where do a lot of drug smuggling.
有一位宣教士从加州去的，叫杨一哲，他是到所谓的金三角洲去宣教，那里就是泰国、缅甸跟中国的一个交界地，那边是有很多的毒品的交易在那里。
So like what we did in another part of Burma, we built school. He has school about 150 Chinese children there learn Bible.And Chinese and Burmese and Thai languages.
所以他也跟我们一样，他在那边，在不同的地方，他建了一个学校，有150多个孩子们，他在那边教他们中文和缅文。
And 泰文。
还泰文。
Anyway, so what happened was these rebels don't want him to be there because they're kind of blocking their way because they want to build and plan the heroin and.All the illegal drugs there.
所以那边呢，一些重一些鸦片的还有一些毒贩，他们很不欢迎他，因为觉得他在那边碍事儿，所以他们就想常常给他一些麻烦，想把他赶走。
So one day, these rebels came with the horses, maybe 10-15 of them, went to his home area, challenged him to get out.
所以有一次呢，这些很多是叛军哈。他们就骑着马，到他住的附近来，跟他发生冲突。
And then Brother Yang also was on horse because he was trying to get away, do something. But they challenged him. They met together in the hill.
所以他杨牧师他也是骑着马，就他们就在这个山路上，他们就碰到了。
And the rebel says, "I command you to leave. You're not welcome, or we burn your houses."
一些叛军就威胁他说：“你们最好就撤离。”不然我们会把你的房子都烧了。
And the brother Yang said, "No, we are here by command of Lord Jesus Christ to teach and preach the Lord Jesus Christ and His message."
他说不，那杨牧师说不，我们绝对不走，因为是我们领受了主的主耶稣的吩咐，我们在这里是教孩子，是养育这些孩子。
So there was a seesaw battle with words and trying to the rebels tried to kill him and tried to do something harm, but they did not get off the horse, but they were just using spears.Try to shout at him.
所以他们就互相的这样子的冲突那些叛军不断的口出恶言来威胁他。
And then Brother Yang, all of a sudden, he says, "I command you to leave in the name of Jesus."
所以这个杨牧师就说我奉耶稣的名叫你们离开。
And then all of a sudden, all these rebels just ran away. Before that, their horses were jumping around and yelling, screaming. The horses were very scared.
所以那时候，忽然他们那些叛军所骑的马就很害怕，那些马就一直跳，一直跳。
And all of a sudden, all of them left and went away.
所以他们就马上转身，那些叛军就跑掉了。
And next day, the neighbor people went to see Brother Yang.
所以第二天呢，当地的一些土著，他们就去见这个杨弟兄。
He said, "Do you remember when you were challenging those rebels?" Did you see angels with fire and spears and behind you?"
所以他们就问他说：“昨天当你在斥责那些叛军的时候， 你有没有看到你的后面有一些天君天使哈，他们在那里在这里为你助威。
He said, "No, I don't hear anything."
他说没有啊，我没有听到任何声音。
And now he realized that God was protecting him with His power.
所以他现在明白了，是神行了神迹来保护他，用他的能力来救他。
So when he raised his voice, tell him to get out in the name of Jesus.The angel of the Lord, the power of the Lord were raising, and then the horses saw it. The horses saw the angel's power, and then the fighting, and then these horses were scared, and they left.
所以当他斥责他们的时候，神就差遣天使在他的后面。那个时候，那些叛军的马看见了，所以那些马就拼命的跳，害怕，所以后来他们就跑掉了。
And that is what is meant by all power and authority given to Jesus.
所以这就是耶稣所说，天上地上所有的权柄都已经给我了。
That happens when we exercise the power in words and in deed.
当我们在我们的言语行为上运用这些能力的时候，也同样的这种神奇的事情会发生在我们身上。
And the second point about Jesus' announcement that he has authority over everything on earth, that has several dimensions.
所以耶稣讲到的他的这个权柄啊，他有几个这个维度，几个范围。
And that has to do with the power on earth as well as in heaven.
他不只是在天上，而且这个权柄可以实行在地上。
And then we have power to overrule the earthly, devilish, demonic powers.
所以我们有权柄可以胜过世上的这些事情，魔鬼。
And that is, we have power to speak, and they will listen.
所以我们也有权柄去传讲福音，别人会听的。
Just like your brother Yang, when he spoke, those rebels obeyed because the animals, even saw the glory of the Lord, power of the Lord.
所以就像杨弟兄一样，当他讲话的时候，连这个马都可以看到是感受到神的能力。
And that power has to do with church power in the sense.Elders, pastors have power to teach and preach and guide a congregation.
这种权柄也包括在教会里面的一些领袖、长老、执事们，他们有权柄来治理教会。
And that same power is given to parents to overrule, overtake care of their children. They must obey in the Lord. That's what the Ephesians chapter 6 talk about.
所以就像以弗所书六章一样讲的，这种权柄也给了做父母的，所以父母有权柄。来教养孩子，管教孩子。
So when we obey Christ's command power, the results will happen.
所以当我们顺服，遵从神，基督的权柄的时候，我们就会看到果效。
So first we must obey God's power, Christ's power on the top, is to do His work, teaching, preaching, live a life of Christian.
首先我们要遵循神的话语来过我们基督徒的生活，来传福音。
And Jesus is the King of kings and Lord of lords.
耶稣他是万王之王，万主之主。
And it is on this basis that his supreme authority rests.
所以他的至高无上的权柄就是建立在他的这个身份上的。
See, even the animals can see the glory, power of the Lord in that incident in northern Thailand.
所以连动物都可以看到从神来的荣耀。
And his kingdom shall rule forever.
神的国会永远的治理
，because His truth does not change，
因为他的真理永远不改变。
Again, we want to stress that the power of God is over all of us in His over the kingdom, over people, over power, over nations。
所以我们知道，神的权柄是胜过一切，胜过万国，胜过。
See, that's why Jesus told his disciples go all over the world to teach and preach.
所以耶稣告诉他的门徒说，你们要往世界各地，直到地极去传福音。
No one is outside of his authority or his power.
没有一个人是在耶稣的权柄之外，他不能治理的。
And then the power is within us when we accept his call.
当我们接受耶稣的呼召的时候，耶稣的能力就在我们身上。
So when you have the power, you can see and sense the mighty power is within you.
所以当你有这种能力的时候，你自己可以感觉出来神的大能在你身上。
But you must obey God's power, God's word.
但是你必须顺服神的能力，神的话语。
Our second point is a great commission.
所以第二个第二点就是一个大使命。
And the second part has deal with the command too.
所以第二部分所以这段经文的第二部分就讲到一个命令。
And this command falls in three parts.
所以这里的大使命包括三个部分。
We are to go into the world.
我们要到世界上去。
And make disciples of all nations.
使万民做我的门徒。
Actually, the Greek word there is not nation.
所以英文是翻成万国，但是在希腊文里头，它不是讲这个国家。
Rather, the original Greek says make disciples of all peoples.
所以它的希腊原文是讲每一个民族。
That means all people from different tribes, different colors, different nations, and people, different languages, different customs.
所以就是从不同肤色、不同文化、不同种族的每一个民族。
And that means the gospel has to spread all over the world until before that, until he comes.
所以就是说在主耶稣来以前，福音必须遍传各地。
Having done that, number two is a baptizing in the name of the Trinity.
第二个就是奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
So here you have a text tell us that we are to baptize people, believers, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Trinitarian God.
这个是从圣经的教训，我们是要奉三一神的名来替人施洗。
And also, thirdly, teaching them to observe or obey everything Jesus taught them.
第三个就是把基督所吩咐我们的一切都要教训他们遵守。
So the command is for all people to believe and also be baptized and to learn from the scriptures.
所以这里的命令就是我们要教导每一个人，让他们做门徒，施洗，而且呢做信徒，遵行神的话。
You remember Jesus at the resurrection on the road to Emmaus met some disciples.
记不记得耶稣复活以后，他在去以马厨师的路上，他碰到两个门徒。
And they didn't know, recognize Jesus.
他们一下认不出耶稣来。
They said, haven't you heard that recently that our Lord Jesus Christ was crucified and he's resurrected?
他们说你有没有听过最近发生的事情？就是有一位耶稣，他被钉十字架，而且复活了。
And then we do not know where he is.
我们不知道他现在在哪里。
And then Jesus taught them from Scripture.
所以耶稣用圣经来教训他们。
He says from Moses, beginning with Moses, the five book of Moses, the Pentateuch, and then from the Psalms, from the prophets.
他说从摩西五经到诗歌到先知书我都都已经说明了。
So that Jesus basically telling them that all the Old Testament is speaking about Jesus, his death, resurrection, the birth, death, resurrection. It's all there.
所以耶稣告诉他说其实旧约里头都已经把他的出生他的死跟复活都讲得很清楚了。
And that's why we have to teach you people of God,about the scripture from the Old Testament or in the New Testament.
所以我们在教会应该包括旧约和新约都应该教导会众。
So that's why we need Sunday school for adults and children so that they can be versed in the Bible.
所以成人跟小孩都应该上主日学，能够熟悉圣经的话语。
And we need to be trained in theology, Bible, and first and foremost.
我们也需要把圣经的神学教导给大家。
And we need to take this command seriously.
我们也要很认真的来面对主耶稣给我们的托付。
And Jesus does not take Jesus does not make this command remain vague.
所以耶稣的这个命令不是很含糊的。
So he goes a little more detail, tell us how should do it.
所以他很清楚的告诉我们应该怎么做。
And first he tells us to make disciples.
第一个要使万民做我的门徒。
How do you make that?
你怎么使人做门徒呢？
Bear witness.
就是向人做见证。
Speak to them.
跟他们说话。
And speak to them about Jesus, what Jesus did for you.
跟他们谈论耶稣，还有耶稣为他们所成就的事。
And that becomes a mission so that they can believe, they can be baptized.
所以那样子的话，他们听了，他们才能够相信，能够受洗。
And the, one of the important requirement for Christians is to, after you believe, you must be baptized.
所以做基督徒有一个条件，有一个必须要做的事情，就是你要受洗。
Baptism means you basically tell the world that you belong to Jesus.
所以受洗的意思就是你告诉世界，公开的说明说我相信耶稣。
And that, that you have nothing to be afraid of.
你没有什么好惧怕的。
You know, in the Muslim world, when you tell your family member you're Christian, you're subject to death penalty.
所以在有些回教国家，如果你告诉你的家人你信了主的话，很可能等待你的就是一个死刑。
And the people outside can kill you because you change religion.
你其他人他们可能因为你改变了宗教，他们就会来杀你。
They really have to take your religion, Bible, Jesus Christ seriously because it means life and death.
所以这对他们来说是生死攸关的事情，是非常严重的。
So therefore, they have to go hide out with other Christians, be baptized with a few people in there and witness that they are born again Christians.
所以他们常常要藏起来，只有少数的跟少数基督徒在一起，然后受洗，有几位基督徒可以见证。
That is testimony.
这是他们的见证。
That is witness.
也是就是他们对别人的一个证明。
So when you witness for Jesus Christ, it means it could mean life and death.
如果你为基督做见证的话，有的时候是牵涉到生跟死的问题。
Do you know the word for witness in Greek?
你知道希腊文里头这个做见证这个 witness 是什么意思
？It means a martyria.
那个意思就是跟那个殉道有关系。
Yeah, it means it's an English word for martyr.
那就是英文的那个殉道的那个字根。
So when you witness for Jesus Christ in the earliest church means you could become a martyr for Jesus. People can kill you. You can be killed by the government and by the state.
所以在初代教会的那个时期，如果你信主受洗的话，很可能就意味着你要为主殉道。
And Jesus tells us, "You shall be my witnesses."
等耶稣说你要为我做见证。
Because Jesus became a martyr.
因为耶稣他自己成为一个殉道者。
And others become martyr too, like Stephen.
我们知道斯提凡也为主殉道。
He was martyred because he spoke Jesus and witnessed for Jesus, and the Jews could not stand it. They were gnashing their teeth and rushed him and stoned him to death.
因为他为主做见证，因为犹太人受不了，后来犹太人就用石头把他打死了。
And that is what's meant by Jesus says, "You must be witness to me for the teaching of the gospel, and then you shall be baptized them." Baptizing them.
所以耶稣说你们要使万民做我的门徒，而且为他们受洗，为他们施洗的意思。
And also that Jesus instruct those to carry out his commission to teach others.
耶稣也要他们去教导别人。
Have you been witnessing? Have you been teaching others?
你有没有为主做见证，而且去教导他们？
You know, we might not face martyrdom today.
今天我们不必害怕为了教导或传福音而殉道。
But you know, today, because of the political correctnesses, sometimes we Christians suffer, don't we?
现在因为大家很强调这种政治正确，所以有的时候我们基督徒会面临一些压力。
And sometimes we cannot say the things we want to say.
有时候我们想说什么却不敢说。
And if you say so, you become politically incorrect, so therefore people don't like you or you could be dismissed.
你说出来，也许人家觉得你缺乏这种政治的敏感度，所以他们可能会远离你或排斥你。
All those things Jesus pre-warns us. All those who suffer, all those who believe in me shall suffer one time or another.
其实耶稣已经警告过我们了，所有相信我的人，你们都会早晚会面临一些苦难。
We are to teach the whole counsel of God.
我们要把有关神的整个真理教导别人。
And like in the mission field, Christians, missionaries, preach and teach have a lot of consequences, severe persecution consequences.
就好像宣教士在工厂上 传福音的时候，有时候他们要他们必须面临那个后果。
And the third, the last command is God be with us.
然后最后一个是一个应许，就是神与我们同在。
That's in verse 20.
是在第二十节。
That God will be with us, Jesus will be with us to the ends of the world.
那你说神必与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
This is a great promise.
这是一个很大的一个应许。
Because if you think about the beginning of Jesus' story, He tells us the secret of His presence with us.
我们记得马太福音一开始讲到耶稣诞生的故事的时候，他告诉我们一个秘诀。
Because in Matthew 1:23, Matthew quotes Isaiah. He says, "The virgin shall be with a child and shall give born to a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel." Which means God with us.
所以在马太福音一开始，他就引用了以赛亚的话，那里说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。翻出来，以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
At one time, I was in the train in China. I put my Bible on the seat.
有一次我在中国坐火车，我就把我的圣经放在椅子上。
And one college student came up and says, "Can I take a look at your Bible?"
所以有一个大学生，他就过来，他说：“我可不可以看看你的圣经？”
And I said, "Of course."
我说：“当然可以。”
So he flipped first page, Matthew 1:1.
所以他就翻开第一页，马太福音第一章。
And I said, "Why don't you read this chapter? I'll talk to you after you finish one chapter."
我说：“你先读完第一章，完了以后我再跟你谈。”
Well, you know, the first 21 verses, so Matthew 1 is all about genealogy of Jesus.
我们知道。马太福音头第一章头二十节都是讲到耶稣的家谱。
Not very interesting or exciting.
读起来其实是蛮枯燥的。
But he got to 1:23.
但是他就读到了第二十三节。
He says, "What does it mean that God with us?"
他说这里讲的神与我们同在是什么意思
？That means I say, when you accept Jesus, God will live in you forever.
我就告诉他说，这是指如果你信了主。神就会住在你里面，直到永远。
I said, "Do you want it?"
我说你要不要
？And he right away said, "Yes, I want."
他马上说我要。
And he believed.
他相信。
Then I got off the train. He got off the train. We never see each other again.
所以我们下了火车以后，就再也没有见面。
And that is God's promise.
这是神的应许。
God will be with us to the ends of the world.
神会与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
But we have to do our part.
但是我们有我们的责任。
So don't be afraid. Put your Bible on the train or plane and be ask people to see it.
所以你在外面旅行的时候，不要害怕把你的圣经放在飞机或者是火车的座位上。
I always bring some Bible verses or booklet on plane or trip so that I may have the opportunity.
所以我常常在旅行的时候就是。并不害怕，我常常就把这些圣经啊，或者是一些书签什么放出来，让别人看到。
So we are told that the great God of universe has become man in birth of Jesus.
所以耶稣诞生的时候，神就已经借着道成肉身降临在这个世上。
Yes, through Mary, Jesus became incarnation.
所以透过玛利亚。的道成肉身，耶稣就有了人的形状。
It's a profound thought.
这是一个意义很深远的一种思想。
But in some ways, the closing thought of the Bible gospel here is even greater.
但是马太福音在最结尾呢，就是甚至是更有意义。
So what it is, Jesus was with us first 33 years with his disciples.
耶稣虽然在世上的时候三十年，他是跟他的门徒同在。
And Jesus now promises that He will be with us the rest of the days, the eternally.
但是耶稣也应许我们说，他会永远的与我们同在。
Now He is with us.
现在他就与我们同在。
Not just with one particular history in point.
不只是在历史上的某一段时间，他与我们同在。
But in all places, all the time, and same time.
他乃是随时随地的与我们同在。
And it's a great promise for Jesus, to say that, and also we are to embrace that with the truthfulness.
所以这个应许是非常的宝贝的， 是可以给我们带来很多安慰的。
Because Hebrews tell us that he will never leave us or forsake us.
因为希伯来书告诉我们说，他永远不离开我们，也不丢弃我们。
And that's a promise based on what Jesus said.
这就是耶稣给我们的应许。
So there is no separation from God.
所以我们是不能够与主耶稣的爱隔绝的。
And we might turn to Romans 8:38-39.
我们可以看上面有罗马书八章三十八、三十九节。
This is a great promise based on Paul's writing.
这是很好的、很美的一个应许。
Because Paul writing on this message based on what Jesus said in Matthew 28.
所以，保罗是根据马太福音的二十八章的那个应许写下了这一段文字。
And maybe you can read in Chinese all together.
也许我们大家一起来念念中文来，一二三。因为我深信，人是生
Wonderful.
多么的奇妙。
That is what Jesus promised through Paul.
这是耶稣给保罗的应许。
So if we take command seriously, faithfully, Christians have the privilege and the blessing to follow him.
所以只要我们遵行神的命令，而且忠心的服侍他的话，每一个基督徒都可以得到这样子的应许，这样子的特权。
And that is the greatest announcement in history.
这个是世人能够得到的一个最大的一个应许。
And that Jesus has answered all humanity problems through that.
所以耶稣对于人类所面对的每一种问题，他都有解答。
And this is the ultimate answer too.
这是他对我们最终的一个解答。
Because we believe him.
因为我们相信他。
And we follow him.
我们遵行他的命令。
And we make disciples.
我们使万民做他的门徒。
We teach them all things he taught us.
我们把他所教导我们的去教导世人。
And he will bless us.
他就会祝福我们。
To eternity.
直到永远。
So in conclusion, I would say this is the fourfold petition from the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我要提到的就是做结论的时候，我要提到，主耶稣这里用一共用了四次讲到所有
，and all of them talk about all authority.
他首先讲到所有的权柄
，and all nations obey him.
他讲到万民万国
，and we shall teach all things he have promised and he taught us.
还有我们要把他所教导我们的所有的事情去教导人。
And then he will be always with us to all the days of our lives.
然后他要一直与我们同在，直到直到末了。
You know, following Jesus, do his commands is not an easy job.
你知道吗？遵行耶稣的命令不是一件容易的事。
You know, early missionaries were sent out. Do you know they have a service for all missionaries?From Europe or from America before they were sent out.
你知道，在早期他们差派宣教士出去的时候，都会有一个差派的典礼。
And they say that's your funeral.
他们常说这个典礼也可能就是你的葬礼。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗
？Because a lot of them were killed or never come back. They die on the mission field.
因为许多早期的宣教士，他们出去以后就再也不回来，他们就死在宣教工厂上。
Because they take God's word seriously.
因为他们认真地看待神的话语。
But Jesus is building his church.
耶稣他在建立他的教会。
And as we share Christ, make disciples.
当我们为主做见证。带领人做门徒的时候。
And knowing that Jesus will always be with us.
我们就要知道。耶稣总是与我们同在。
And he will bless us as we obey him.
我们顺服他，他就会祝福我们。
And so much so that no riches and no money can buy.
所以 所以这种应许，这种喜乐和祝福是没有任何财富、任何东西可以可以买的、买到的。
Let us pray.
我们低头祷告。
Our Father, our God, we thank you for your word in Matthew 28 and also in Acts. And we pray that we may obey you and may obey your word faithfully so that we can receive blessing from you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.